Thanks for joining us again this afternoon for another devotional. We really appreciate you giving of your time day after day. I'm standing here in what was once known as Barber Playgrounds, just off Sloane Street in Lisburn, and it goes down to the banks almost of the River Laggan. And I can vaguely remember as a little boy coming here with my mum and my brother, and it was presented, I think, in 1929 to the people of Lisburn by Mrs. Barber, whose husband owned Barber Threads down there at Hilden. And it's quite remarkable just how much it's changed. There used to be a bowling green over here and a little pavilion and a little hut, and it was all nicely landscaped and levelled, and there were swings up in front of me here, and this post here, I think, is about the only thing that remains. I think that was the witch's hat there, like a big umbrella, and there's a roundabout here as well. And it's just growing up, as you can see. There's trees all around me and all of these ferns and different things. And it's just remarkable how much a place can change whenever it's left to itself and it's left to run derelict. And there's a little garage over here to my left as well. Richard Crothers used to have a beautiful Cooper S sitting in the front window of it, and it's lying derelict as well. But this place has transformed itself dramatically just over the years and through the course of time. But there used to be a plaque on the way in, the gates there, a brass plaque. And on the plaque it said these words: "The child went forth, and what he saw, that he became." The child went forth, and what he saw, he became. And there's a very valuable lesson in that. Children often mimic what they see. What they see, they replicate. They follow fashions, they follow trends, whether they pick it up at school, or they pick it up through the internet, or they pick it up via television or social media, or they pick it up in the home. The child went forth, and what he saw, he became. Proverbs tells us, "Train up a child in the way that he shall go, and when he is old, he shall not depart from it." And whenever we look at this society of ours, and we think of the generations previous, we're really growing up now in a post-church age, in a post-church generation. And whenever children are born into this world, and they're born into this society, and they've no concept of God, the Bible says we are born in sin, we're born in the broad road, we're born spiritually blind and dead and destitute, and therefore we need instruction, we need to be taught from the scriptures, from the word of God, we need to be taught the stories of the Bible, taught the way of the cross, the law of God, and so on and so forth. Because if you take God out of society and you take the word of God away from a situation, you take the word of God out of a nation, it's like going back to the jungle. There are no moral absolutes, there are no spiritual absolutes outside of the word of God, and we become like the people in the days of Judges. In those days there was no king in Israel, and every man did that which was right in his own eyes. If children are brought up to be taught that there's no God, and therefore there's no lawgiver, and then there's no spiritual or moral absolute laws, and everything is up to governments to legislate for, and there's no real benchmark of what we are to live for, there's no destiny, there's no reason for being here, we're taught evolution, that there's no purpose in the universe, there's no purpose in life, there's no code for which to live, there's no destiny, there's no life after this life, it's no wonder that people feel that life is purposeless, life is meaningless, life is hopeless. It's no wonder that people fall into depression and all sorts of thoughts about suicide, and people live with regret, because the child went forth, and what he saw, he became. So important to get back to the word of God. So important to get back to the root issues of who we are, where we came from, why we are here, and where we are going after we die. For that reason, Moses heard the word of the Lord in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse number 4. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the posts of thine house and on thy gates. And for the children of Israel, for the Jewish people, the word of God was to be in their homes, it was to be in their hearts, it was to be in their minds. Everywhere they went, they talked upon, they thought upon, they meditated upon the word of God. And the word of God is like seed. It's good seed, and it brings forth spiritual fruit. But friends, it's either back to the Bible or back to the jungle. There's a generation growing up in this day and age, and they don't know the Lord. And what they see on television, in social media, in movies, in the soap opera, in the magazines, in music, in the home as well, what they see, inevitably, they become. And it's so important to raise up a standard for truth and for righteousness in these days, so people have hope, people have meaning, and people have purpose. Things are changing all around us. The hymn writer said, "Change and decay in all around I see. Nothing lasts forever, but the word of God remains the same." May God bless you, and I trust that we'll get back to the Bible in these days and see a great move of the Spirit of God in our day and generation. God bless you. Thanks for joining us.